Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. I tell you, like Elizabeth Taylor told her sixth or seventh husband, don't worry, I won't keep you long. So you just sit down and relax yourselves. Sit down and relax. Amen, amen. Real quickly in the bulletin here, there's some things we need to announce. Today is the 1st of October. I've been looking forward to this month all year long. I just tell you, glorious things I believe God is going to do in the month of October for us here. We have some things coming up on the 15th. That's Sunday night. Mark Trammell Quartet will be here. Monday and Tuesday will be revival nights. Monday will be a good old-fashioned hymn sing. Looking forward to God just moving towards the end of the month. We will have the baptismal service outside. We'll have a cookout. I hear there are going to be hot dogs and hamburgers. I've never been to a baptismal cookout, so I'm looking for. I have never been to one, and I am looking so forward to it. Real quickly, I want to give you a little bit of information. This Friday, you pray. I am actually flying south. Next week, I will be part of a 10-member team from Harvest Church just down the road. We are putting a roof on an Assembly of God church down there. We're tearing off, putting the roof on. We've got roof work to do, drywall work. They were just brushed by the storm. I'm going to be a place called San Andros in the Bahamas. And there's 10 on the missionary team. I've always wanted to go on a missionary trip, and this thing worked out, and I thought with roofing I could be a help to them, so I'm looking forward to it. Brother Matt will lead next Sunday. They will have music by Hattie and Terry. I'm sorry. I heard Sonny and Cher for some reason come up in my mind. And everybody get prepared. I tell you, I believe that October is going to be just a fabulous month. If everything works out, a week from my mother's coming up. She will be here for the revival if everything works out. So looking forward to have Mom here for the revival. Mark Trammell has no idea what he's gotten into coming to this church with my mother for revival. So I tell you, just good things happening in God's house. For just a few moments this morning, I want to read you a scripture. Before that, I know there's one thing I forgot to mention. Coming up on November the 4th, on that Saturday at about 11 a.m., I'm doing the interment for John Medeiros. John and Jane, remember, had the celebration of life here for Jane Medeiros. John and the family waited. I'm doing that. It's about 11 o'clock, and it's over at National Memorial. And they've invited anybody like to come over from the church. And if you have a desire to go over, if you knew Jane and wanted to do that, make sure you see Janet back there. Raise your hand, Janet, so they know who you are back there. Herbie's got that look on her face. Who? Who? You know, and so, what they're trying to do is just kind of get a number. I told them we'd probably have 10 folks or so come from the church, not knowing. So if you have an interest, just give Janet, myself, a yell like that. Would love to have you. Also, choir practice on Wednesday night. And choir, remember to bring those little white booklets so we can go over our songs and now, since there's no more announcements out there, moving right along. Jill, next Sunday. Good. Barbara Keynes. Amen. Amen. Baptism is such a wonderful thing. What a baptism. An outward expression of an inward experience. And, we have folks that are going to be baptized, and it just touches my heart. And if you remember last year, the service we had, what a wonderful, wonderful moving of God's Spirit. So looking forward to that. Baptism service. For just a moment, I want you to open up your Bibles, if you had it, to 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. I have a scripture that I want to share with you this morning. Excuse me. And at times I have preached on 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, and along the 16th, 17th verse as you go down through, it talks about reconciliation, being reconciled through God to Him. And then when you get down to the 20th verse, I want to read for you. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. And our focus is going to be on that 20th verse, right in that first part. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of Your Word. And for just a few moments, allow us to focus for the truth that You have for us in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. I love when the choir sings on Sunday morning. And I especially like it on this Sunday morning because last minute, guys are coming in, they're getting the music out there. And the title of this version that we men were allowed to sing on called Order My Steps. Order My Steps. And I love that. I love that theme. And I especially like it because when you get to the back part of this, there's a couple pages missing. Amen, choir? Do you know the pages that are missing? Yeah, you know. So what you do is you get to the end of it and you just keep repeating this thing. Order my steps. Because the pages aren't there. Life is like that, folks. You think you got everything planned out. You think you got everything in line. You know, so everything's set there. A lot of time the pages aren't there. And this morning, what I want to talk about for just a few minutes, the glorious thing that God has done for us, and I believe what He expects of us. In my office, Cindy, such a wonderful lady, known for so many years, what a joy, and her father worked as an ambassador to the United States. In looking up the definition of this term, and hopefully I'm reading it for you properly, it states, an ambassador is the highest ranking official appointed to represent a country or a nation. Highest ranking official appointed to represent a country or a nation. And the Apostle Paul, in his writings here, he calls all of us ambassadors for Christ. Ambassadors for Christ. First of all, you were appointed. I didn't go down and fill out a resume. When I became a Christian, I didn't go take a test. Probably would have failed, don't you think? I didn't study for an exam. I didn't go through an interview. I and you were appointed by God. Appointed by God. To do what? To represent Him. You know, when you think about representing and representation. You think about a lawyer standing up, representing an individual. I know when I was young, the comment was made, that young man will either be a good lawyer or he will need a good lawyer. And what a lawyer does, he basically stands up and he speaks in your behalf. Can you imagine the God who created all the heavens and the earth appointing you as individuals to represent Him? Think about that. God has chosen you to represent Him. And it says here, a nation. A nation. I'm a part of the greatest army that has ever been. I know that you've seen on the television all the devastation, all the destruction. And I know governments are doing what they can. Politicians are doing what they're sworn to do to serve those people. But I also know the churches are just standing up. And I am hearing report after report about how the churches in that area have just simply rallied around to show love and support of those who are hurting. I serve in the greatest army that has ever been. Appointed to represent a nation. That's what God has done for us. Now, I have a pen. Either someone gave me this pen or I borrowed and forgot to return. That's pretty much how I get most of my pens. So God forgive me for those people who've been kind enough to lend me and I have not returned. I'm hoping that I borrowed this pen because I might be a little bit hurt when I read what's written on this pen, because this is an advertisement. It's an advertisement for Planet Fitness. I'm here to tell you this today, I am not the poster boy for Planet Fitness. Although I could probably qualify for some of the before pictures. That is not my goal, that is not my position in life, and I hope someone did not give me this pen with that forethought. But it has a little saying on it, in parentheses, that I like. It's www.planetfitness.com. It says, judgment-free zone. That's what it says on the pen. Judgment-free zone. I'm standing today in a judgment-free zone. I have learned through the years that I have been a Christian, I have learned through the years that I have pastored this church, I have learned that I in no way can stand in front of you and pass judgment on anyone, because that's what Christ told me in His Word. There is but one judge. There is but one judge. One judge only. I stand here and, you know, I get things like pins I may have stolen, I don't know. But then I realize when there's a phrase that is written that kind of touches my heart. And I start to understand the power in which God has entrusted us by appointing us to be His representative in the world. Why in the world would He look at us and choose us? I am overwhelmed. We make mistakes. We don't do it right. We stumble. We try to sing songs on a Sunday morning. We don't even have the back pages. But guess what, folks? God is in it. And when God is in it, nothing in this world can stand against it. That's my timing. I like that. I have a very important appointment to go to. Hunter sent me a text. Uncle Chuck, I'm playing ball. In your neighborhood, I'm going to be at Langley High School, 12 o'clock. I know he wanted to write in that text, and I will be hungry after the game. But his fear of his mother looking over his shoulder kept him from making that text. Folks, I don't understand a God who would take the pieces and put them together the way that he did. I don't understand a God who would appoint you and I to be his representatives here in this world. But I'm here to tell you that he has. I believe it is a great responsibility. And sometimes it's when you make the biggest mistake, is when you can do the most good for God. Because when it doesn't work out right and you've done something and you don't, hopefully you say, God, forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me. Over on the wall, that is our, need a little bottle of water over there. We'll get you one, but just grab one there. It's okay? Okay. It's a term you'll hear towards the end of next year. It'll be sit. You'll hear that after the wedding. I can see Alex now. Yeah, sit. See the thing on the wall over there? It's white. It's got a little green sticker next to it. You know what that is? What? Thank you. In the front of it, it tells you the temperature in here. That is a thermometer. That thermometer, it changes. It's warm in here, goes up. Cool, it goes down. I know you watch it because, trust me, half the people in here think it's hot, half the people think it's cold. I'm always happy to make two or three people happy on a Sunday at church. But I like that little box because although a thermometer, it changes. I know with a thermostat, that's something that I get to change. I don't know how you do it in your house. Maybe you run in, you think it's cold, you crank it up. Oh, it's too warm. Then I'll crank it back down. Well, I'll crank it up. I'll crank it back down. But you're in charge of it. I can't tell you to do with the things in your life that you have no control over. But I can tell you one thing. You can start setting the thermostat in your life about how you want the change to happen. And God will honor that. Order my steps in your word. What a beautiful song, what a beautiful thought to tie in. Because we are ambassadors through Christ, appointed to represent him in all that we do. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you that, God, we're able to look into your word. We're able to just have it bless our hearts. And Heavenly Father, as we prepare to serve this communion this morning, we ask that you allow us to simply look in our hearts to see if there be any evil, any unwill to any individual. And God, please cleanse us. Because, God, we're here today to take a wafer representing a body broken, to take a small cup of juice representing blood that was shed, to do this in remembrance of what you did for us. So today, God, bless us.